This is the third installment in a series on the campaign to have RCMP officers use body-worn cameras in Nunavut. The body camera pilot project in Iqaluit, which cost $93,619.10, was deemed a success overall, especially in terms of improving police-civilian relations. I myself believe that you will find that there has been a reduction of both incidents and fatalities in Nunavut since the pilot was rolled out, and that this program has affected both the conduct of police officers and citizens interacting with police, knowing that they are on camera and their behavior is under scrutiny, says former Nunavut Senator Dennis Patterson. This is a good news story, in my opinion. Faced with a very distressing situation, which seemed almost an epidemic of tragic deaths in confrontations with RCMP in Nunavut, some situations have been, perhaps simplistically, described as suicidal persons choosing death by cops, Patterson continued. Community leaders from all over Nunavut, from Cambridge Bay to Grise Fjord to Iqaluit, Inuit and non-Inuit, territorial government, senior folks in RCMP and Iqaluit, NTI, Nunavut Tungavik Incorporated, and the Legislative Assembly, came together in common cause to work on progressive solutions to what seemed at the time to be a worrisome trend. It seemed almost from the very beginning that we were all united in common cause. A further field test was then authorized and the company Axon Public Safety Canada Inc. was given the contract from Feb. 5 to March 31, 2024, for the final stage of the procurement process. This field test met all contractual requirements and was deemed successful, according to the RCMP. The field test locations were Iqaluit, where 33 body-worn cameras, BWCs, were deployed and are still in use, as well as detachments in Alberta and Nova Scotia. The national rollout of BWCs for all RCMP divisions is in the works and will be commencing late fall to early 2025, stated Nunavut RCMP Chief Supt. Andrew Blackader. For V Division, there have been 6 detachments, Arviat, Baker Lake, Cambridge Bay, Rankin Inlet, Kugluktuk and Pond Inlet, identified for Stage 1 that will receive the BWC's equipment and the members trained in using the cameras to start using in the field. That expansion is going to take place before the end of the 2024-25 fiscal year, Blackader added. 18 other Nunavut RCMP detachments will be upgraded with low Earth orbit satellite and network equipment in 2025-26 to pave the way for body camera use in those communities. So far, Blackader said, communities have been very receptive to it because there's a level of accountability on both sides. When the public knows they're being recorded, the response to the RCMP is different, and it's very much a de-escalation tactic for our police officers when they attend scenes, but also an accountability piece for our attending members as well. I can tell you that fatalities are way down. There have also been no standoffs in Iqaluit since 2018. I would attribute that to a number of shifting dynamics in Iqaluit. The body cameras, helped from an evidentiary perspective with acts in progress, are helping the police recall an event, so I think from that perspective they've helped with court proceedings. Rebuilding trust. Iqaluit Minirajik MLA Adam Arik Lightstone sees positive aspects as well. Throughout Nunavut's history, there's been numerous reports of use of excessive force, including death, between RCMP officers and Nunavummiut. It's clear that the body-worn cameras will have a great benefit for Nunavut. The benefits are well documented, he said. To me, those include rebuilding trust between the police and the public, expediting the investigations into critical incidents and the enhancing the quality of evidence used to support our judicial system. It's my opinion that everyone is in support of utilizing body cameras worn in Nunavut, the Legislative Assembly, the RCMP, the Government of Nunavut, Justice Ministers and the general public. Blackader is hopeful that there will soon be concrete statistics available to measure the qualitative and quantitative impact that the body camera have had on crime. It's too early to tell, as Iqaluit was the original spot for the pilot project, Nunavut RCMP's commanding officer said. The Iqaluit community members have been used to general duty members wearing BWCs since 2020. I believe when the national rollout is completed, the RCMP will be able to determine any measurable effect on crime.